Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The size of the problem is shocking. I'm going to go ahead and recue the show. This is one of those days we will refer to again and again and again. The number I have wanted for a long time. How many terrorists did Joe Biden let into this country? How many people on either the National Terror Watch List, which has 1.1 million people on it, or the International Terror Watch List? Here's Joe Kent, Trump appointee, head of the National Counterterrorism Center, with, in all of my talk radio career, one of the most shocking statements I've ever heard. And that's saying something. Because you know the audio I play here. I get the clips for you. Nobody else has. This is shocking from the hearing yesterday.
So far, NCTC has identified around 18,000 known and suspected terrorists that the Biden administration let come into our country. These are individuals who, under normal circumstances, would never be allowed to enter our country because of their ties to jihadi groups like ISIS and Al-Qaeda. Yet the Biden administration not only let them into the country, and in many cases, facilitated their entry into the country.
Do we know where they are? Here's Jonathan Fahey, former Department of Homeland Security Deputy Secretary during Trump's last term.
I think we probably have no idea where almost all those people are right now. And what's really scary about it, the numbers, frankly, jaw-dropping. But, you know, he said these are the known people that came in. So we have no idea how bad it is because we have all this world of the gotaways, the people that came in not through our ports of entry, that the Biden administration just basically wasn't enforcing those either. So it's really, really scary. And it just shows, reinforces Kristi Noem's point that we need to get these people out and be aggressive about it because it's life or death in many cases since we don't know who they are. And what's really shocking about this, knowing these facts, the Democrats still fight virtually every single deportation and make it so much harder than it needs to be, even though public safety is at stake.
Yeah, it's homicidal. It's homicidal. Okay, let me break down what he just said there. Is he talking about ports of entry? What does that mean? 18,000. Okay, the 18,000 are the ones we know are here because we either caught them and Joe Biden let them go, or they turned themselves in and Joe Biden let them go. In the case of 6,000 of them, I play this audio for you all the time, but I'm going to connect all of it for you and put it in one place. 6,000 of them were illegally given social security numbers. You're thinking, no, you can't give a terrorist a social security number. No, you can't. You can't give a non-citizen a social security number. It's illegal. But the Democrats needed to hide these people. So they did. They gave out 9 million social security numbers to illegal immigrants, gangbangers, terrorists, and people we don't know who the heck they are, so that they would blend in with Americans on the welfare roles. Here's Kristi Noem, head of the Department of Homeland Security, explaining that.
And they shouldn't be on our benefit programs. You know, we have over 6,000 individuals that have been identified through their work already that have been on the terrorist watch list, that they are known criminals.
How does that happen, Madam Secretary?
It happens when you put a train wreck like Joe Biden in the White House, and it's going to be a lot of work to clean it up. But just in the last.
Okay, so that's 9 million illegally given Social Security numbers, among them 6,000 terrorists. We're now finding known terrorists, 18,000. Again, those are just the ones we caught or they turned themselves in. Remember, more than 2 million gotaways during the Biden administration. We know that these are people who didn't turn themselves in. And we know exactly how many there were gotaways. 2-8 person, because we got sensors in the ground. Why did they get away? Because Joe Biden had the Border Patrol processing these people. They were not allowed to go out and stop them. They were given, remember, a baggie with a brand new cell phone, so the Democrat Party could stay in touch with their new voters. You paid for the cell phone. A copy of Kamala Harris's book. And a free plane ticket to wherever they wanted to go, plus hotel nights, all that stuff.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You can think to yourself, how do the Democrats not care? Okay, understand, these are people who revere communists. They are Marxist, okay? They revere, they won't tell you this, but they do, people like Stalin, people like Mao. Stalin killed 100 million. Mao killed 50 million. 18,000 terrorists and whoever they'll kill. Democrats don't care. They don't give a rip. And I want to hear you to hear this. This is so powerful from yesterday, proving what I'm saying. I'm not being facetious here. They literally don't give a rip about human life. And I want you to hear it. This is sociopathic Democratic Representative Benny Thompson. He thinks he's owning Kristi Noem, Department of Homeland Security head, because, you know, she's there and they're grilling her. Listen to how he describes the assassination by a shot to the head of our National Guard.
An unfortunate accident, he said. An unfortunate accident is like sleeping through your alarm. And this is coming from the top Democrat on the
Benny Thompson.
NCTC referenced the unfortunate accident that occurred with the National Guardsman being killed.
You think that was an unfortunate accident?
I mean,
it was a terrorist.
No, wait. Look, I'll get it straight. Then you can
respond. He shot our National Guardsman in the head.
Look, Mr. Chairman, will you direct the witness to allow me to ask my question? It was an unfortunate situation, but you blamed it solely on Joe Biden.
Okay, what is that? That is how they talk amongst themselves. Well, it's an unfortunate accident when one of our future voters kills an innocent person. But the votes, think how many votes. And across a lifetime, that terrorist, he can vote a lot of times for a Democrat. He's a Sunni Muslim. They vote, this is why they wanted the Afghans. They vote Democrat at a higher rate than any other group of people on earth, including African Americans, 92 to 93%. Here's Jonathan Fahey, former deputy director of the Department of Homeland Security, reacting to this psychopathy. But they should have this in college courses and play it when you try to explain to college kids, what is a sociopath? What is a psychopath? How might they talk in regular conversation? Just like Democrat Benny Thompson, an unfortunate accident. Jonathan Fahey and Carly Shimkus, Fox News, oh my gosh.
An unfortunate accident, he said. An unfortunate accident is like sleeping through your alarm.
Yeah.
And this is coming from the top Democrat on the House Homeland Security Committee. Is it going too far to say that the mentality that allows somebody to use that descriptive to describe something as horrible as this is part of the problem here?
Yeah.
He is part of the problem. The Democratic Party, by and large, is part of the problem because they are constantly defaming our law enforcement officers, calling them Nazis, calling them kidnappers. And that puts them in greater danger, puts all of us in greater danger. And it's really shameful that this young woman was putting her life at risk on a holiday, and to dismiss it as just some unfortunate accident is one of the most disgusting things you hear. And I don't want to dismiss it as just a slip of the tongue, because he didn't seem to really want to walk it back. And it does seem to be part of the overall mentality of disparaging the men and women that go out there and protect us every single day.
Two notable moments from this very important hearing, and we thank you so much for breaking them down for us, Jonathan.
So, to be clear, a terrorist, execution-style killer, that's an unfortunate accident, okay? Does not rise to the level of evil as, say, a Border Patrol agent who is a Nazi, or an ICE agent who is a Nazi, or Donald Trump who is a Nazi. He's just an unfortunate accidenter. That's their mentality. You so rarely get an exhibit like that of, honestly, mental illness. That is sociopathy. There is no other way to describe it. But it's how they think. It's how they talk behind closed doors. Oh, it's an unfortunate accident when our voters showed everyone who he was. No, but somebody's dead. I mean, we just buried her. She served over Thanksgiving. She died. Unfortunate accident. Why is it an unfortunate? Well, it's not because she's dead. She was a Nazi. It's because it makes Democrats look bad. There you go, folks. I tell you what they are all the time, and I know you think, oh, well, she just says that to get the ratings. I already have plenty of ratings. No, it's what they actually are. And it's shocking. By the way, I want to wrap this up so you understand. It's not a total of 18,000 terrorists. Those are just the ones we caught or who turned themselves over and Joe let them go. The total number, including the gotaways, is still unknown. But there are 2 million gotaways, so... I mean, you didn't want a free cell phone, free airline ticket. You didn't want all the free hotel nights. Well, then you're either cartel or you're terrorist. And there were 2 million of them. Gosh, help us.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Up is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.